Good morning.
Well, good morning, Faye. How are you?
Well, it's a wonderful day. You know, the warm weather has come back, and that's a good thing.
I know, right? It's like you almost hate to say, "Hey, we're in the full-time spring, and then it's going to be summer, and it's smooth sailing from here." The weather's been so weird for so long. I almost want to expect, like, on Monday we'll have a blizzard or something like that.
Well, you know, the first of the week, it said, you know, we had freeze warnings. I mean, I couldn't believe we had two nights of freezes. Then it said as a week progress, it's going to get warmer. And now it's 80 degrees again. I mean, how do you go from freeze warnings to 80 degrees?
I don't know. That's as they said when I was a kid, that's what makes you sick. And all the temperature
changes. It is. Yeah, I mean, when you never know what to wear.
I know it. You know, you go outside and you think, oh, it's going to be a little bit chilly. And so you wear a big heavy coat and all that. And then by the time you get to lunch, you're sweating buckets. Or the other way, you think, oh, it's going to be like nice and hot today. And then all of a sudden, it's freezing cold and you don't have anything else, to like a coat or anything. So
I can't wait to see what summer's going to deliver.
Oh, don't say that. I'm a little terrified.
You never know. Texas weather changes every 15 minutes.
I know it. If you don't like the weather now, wait 10 minutes and then we'll see what happens. Wow. It has been really, really weird. That's for sure. This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. Your phone number is?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website is AmericanFinancialMidland.com.
So I know that some people who have been following financial things have had some roller coaster surprises in the last, I guess we could probably go the last, you know, this week, I think last week. So it seems like we're in that kind of a phase where things may go up, it may go down. So what are some of the highlights for you this past week?
Well, my thoughts are this. You know, it's with the war in Iran and all this going on, oil prices are up for a change. It's going to be rocky. And the stock market is very unpredictable right now. I mean, nobody knows what's going to happen. I have clients that are retiring, that are putting their money with us. It was worth more 2 weeks ago than it is now.
Oh.
So, you know, the theory of that is get the money over quickly. You know, get out of the stock market as quick as possible if you are retiring right now.
Yeah. I know for a while we usually talk about how, you know, anything can affect the stock market. It's up, it's down, you know, crazy things can happen. I know one of the examples we always say is war could break out overseas, and here we are. So it's
right. Something should have happened years ago. If we'd cleaned Iran out years ago, we wouldn't be there now.
Yeah. So,
but now, we're doing it now. And hopefully the people of Iran will be free and they can take off those hijab deals and live like normal people and go to college.
Yeah. Oh, college. Yeah, that's important, too. Yeah, I didn't even
remember
think
they stopped women from going to college years ago.
Yeah.
When all this happened. And then they made them go home and stay there. I have clients that moved from Iran before all this happened. And they didn't get their families out and were never able to get them out.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh.
They came to America. They were free. Part of the family got here. They were going to bring the parents and grandparents later. And they closed it off 45 years ago, and they've never seen them since.
Oh, geez.
So you know, everybody wants freedom for everybody.
Yeah. Wow. I'm sorry to hear that. You know, you don't always think about those kinds of stories.
And you don't think about how many people they put in prison over there just for saying the wrong thing.
Yeah.
But we have gotten rid of all the dictators. Hope Trump will bring it home, get rid of all of them, and they'll be completely free. That's my prayer.
Hopefully. It'd be nice if the whole world was free, wouldn't it?
It would, but it's just one country at a time.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's all you can do. You can't just wave a magic wand and all of a sudden the whole world is in a good place. So,
and if we can get them out of here, we've got all the sleeper cells that we need to clean house and get them out.
Yeah, yeah. So So then you have the people who are, you know, looking at the financial side, and they're saying, well,
that's,
you know,
right. Yeah. They're saying, what do I do? Yeah. And let me tell you, I'm so leery of gold. I know that all these big companies are selling gold, but I know some personal experience with clients this week and last week. What can happen when you own gold? Sometimes you can't get the money out. And it's scary to me. I didn't know all this about gold. I always knew I didn't want to invest in it. I knew I didn't want any part of it. And now I really don't. I don't even want my clients near it. Because after you buy the gold, let's say you decide to sell it, it takes a month or two to get your money.
Yeah. I just...
Now, why? That tells me they didn't own the gold to start with.
Yeah.
Why is it you can't get your money?
Yeah.
And then question. They don't pay you the full amount. Look, you've made all this, you think you've got all this profit coming, and then with all their fees, you lose about $64,000 in profit.
Oh, geez.
So I'm against it every way in the world. Then take Bitcom. My son was in Bitcom, of all things.
No, are you serious?
Oh, my gosh, yes. A smart young man like him. And he lost his shirt. When he sold it, the fees were just piling and piling. He made no profit whatsoever.
Oh, no. I would have thought of all the people to not do it.
I wasn't speaking strong enough, was I? I wasn't saying, don't do it. Don't do it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Whoo, you'll have to punish him or ground him or something for that.
We got to ground that boy because, I mean, that's scary. I had no idea that he would fall for Bitcom.
Oh.
I mean, I tell everybody every day, you know, it's the scariest thing in the world. You can't see it. You can't touch it. Why do it?
You're the queen of, like, conservative investments. Not
that's
doing
right.
Silly
I mean,
things.
I would never recommend a Bitcoin or gold, either one.
Oh, no.
Now, the gold looks real good going in.
Yeah.
You've got all this profit. You made profit for 10 years. But, honey, let me tell you something. Trying to get it back out is a tough chore.
Oh, yeah. And I didn't realize the same with Bitcom. I didn't realize that the fees were so outrageous, and you couldn't get it out clean.
They've got fees on top of fees when you try to sell it off.
Wow. I did not know that. See, it's like, you know, people go through for these shiny things because it's new and exciting and, hey, this is fun. But we don't always know all the ins and outs, and we've been waiting for the other shoe to drop. And now it's just like, now it's the cracks are starting to show, and now we see why, you know, because you always say, don't do something you don't really understand. And clearly people don't really understand Bitcom and the fees that go along with it. And the same thing really with gold. So, wow, I can't.
And a client told me the secret this week. Do business in Texas with Texans.
Oh, yes. See,
stay
no.
at home with your money. Stay at home with your money.
Yeah.
Don't be sending it off to New York City or Istanbul. Istanbul especially. Wow.
Somebody did that, didn't they?
Yes.
Oh, no.
People do foolish things.
Oh, boy.
And this guy here in town, you know, out here, it was in the made the paper in the news. He lost $2 million.
No. Are you serious?
They called him. They talked him into all this stuff. It sounded good on paper, but it wasn't real. It wasn't real. They took his money.
Oh, no.
And he's 80-something years old. His family is hysterical. The bank should have stopped the transaction, but they didn't.
Wow. Yeah, you would think that they would flag that as, like, fraud, especially with that much.
Yeah, I mean, they're taking $2 million out of your account, and the bank lets it go and didn't say a word.
Wow. I got
they
flagged.
Knew it was an unusual.
Yeah. I got one of those messages the other day for trying to spend $50.
Like, oh, my gosh.
The bank sent the text and said, we think this is fraud.
Yeah, I get those all the time. It says yes or no. Did you charge it or is it fraud?
Yeah. I can't believe that they didn't stop $2 million from going through.
I mean, yeah. Our attorney said several years ago, one of their guys authorized a deal just by reading the email and said, send us this money and send it out.
No.
They managed to get it back. they managed to get it back.
Oh, wow. That's lucky.
But Ooh. We talk about this all the time. Make sure who the email is from. All they have to do is change one little letter and they can get your money.
Yeah.
All they have to do is change one symbol and it goes somewhere that you don't know.
Exactly. Yeah. And it looks like, you know, you look at it and our brains automatically try to fix like spelling errors or numbers or letters that have been transposed. And our brain knows what it should be. And so we fix it subconsciously and we don't even notice. And so you really have to pay attention to everything that comes across. And it can be
dangerous. You know, we had that one that went to five of our clients.
Yes.
And it was not from Claudia. Oh, that reminds me. Claudia's been with us 11 years this week.
Oh, well then, congrats. Happy anniversary.
That's right, 11 years.
Wow.
Can you imagine working for me for 11 years? That's a tough assignment, let me tell you.
You said it, not me.
I know. Well, I figured people thought it, so I might as well say it.
Wow. So that 11 years is actually, it feels more like 22.
That's right.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, I mean, people love her, you know? I mean, you get people all the time that will just sometimes call or stop by just to chit-chat because, you know.
They know her. They know us. We have lots of clients just to stop by to chat.
Yeah.
They'll come by and just talk to us. One of my dear clients is dead now. He used to come all the time, in the summer especially. He'd come there with his little shorts on, his tennis shoes, and he's hooking them to Colorado.
Yeah.
And we loved to see him. We loved to visit with him. And he would always come all year long.
Oh, that's great.
And we have a lot of retired people that do this. They'll come to the office, and we'll say, well, how do you want to handle this? Oh, we'll just bring the check to the office.
Happy to stop by and visit.
That's right, because they're retired now. They're not doing anything, and they need somebody to talk to.
Yeah. Yeah. It's almost like a confessional booth.
It's right. Yeah, I think so. And we've known them so long, you know. We've known these people a long, long time.
Yeah. And that's the thing, you know, it's like, I wonder sometimes how much, because you've got people who have been with you for years and years and years, and I know some of them are getting ready to retire, some already have retired, but I'm sure you probably have some investors who may be still a little ways, maybe in their 40s or, you know, 50s even.
Most of my people are in their 50s and 60s. We have a lot right now retiring from the oil companies. And, you know, once you turn in your computer and your phone, they're supposed to sign you out right then. Sometimes this doesn't happen, and you have to go back and do it. But usually most oil companies, once you turn in the computer, they show you that you're no longer there right away. And that's the way it should be handled.
Yeah. There's no lag time. You're done.
That's right. You're out of there.
Yeah.
And a lot of these people have been so faithful. They've worked for these oil companies for 30 and 40 years. You realize that?
That's incredible. That's hard to do these days in most professions. But that's
well,
great.
And there's so much oil activity out here. You know, they all have good jobs. They're good paying jobs. The 401ks were good. So they've done well. It's just now getting their money out and getting it to safety.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's really what it's all about. It's like, you know, you want to make sure that you have enough to build up to retirement. But then once you get to retirement, you want to still be making money. You don't want to just let the account sit there and you just, you know, start draining all the cash until it's dry and then hope you have enough to make it to the end. And that...
and if you want to have income and security, you've got to go into annuities.
Yeah.
That's the best way to handle it because, you know, those companies have got billions of dollars. They're on top of it. Their investments are the greatest in the world. And you're going to make money. You know, you're not going to just sit there. And then every year you can take your minimum distribution or you can wait a few years. I've got some people who've got more than one account, so they're not going to touch their annuities for 3 or 4 years.
Mm.
So that really gets you ahead. And then we've still got that dadgum bonus, which is so wonderful. You know, that 16% bonus that we thought was going to go away, and it hasn't, and we're so proud of that.
Yeah, Yeah, I mean, that was kind of a surprise. It went from when it started out, it was at 14, and then it went up to 16, and then there was threats that, oh, it's going to go away by the end of the year, and then it didn't, and then they thought, oh, it's going to go back down, and then eventually it went back down to 14, but then, surprisingly, it came back up to 16, and so...
And what they said was everybody was liked it so well they decided to keep it.
Yeah, I can see
at least for right now, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's just, you know, and what that is it's that 16% on top of whatever the annuity actually makes. And so
that's right. So it gives you a boost that first year. And then if you've got money coming next year for another 401k or an IRA, it goes in there and you get that 16% again.
Yeah, for 3 years if you keep
putting it in. For 3 years, yeah. So that's really great. So it boosts you at the front. Gives you that extra money to get interest on. So you're getting interest on top of interest.
Yeah. And if you've got clients that are in annuities and they start out and they don't need to take anything out for the first 2, 3, 4 years, that's just money that's just building on top and on top and on top. Plus you've got the compound interest on top of it. It's just, they're just making money like crazy when a lot of people
It's all tax deferred.
Oh,
I mean, when it's tax deferred, that's the biggest thing going. Because most investments, you owe the tax that year.
Yeah.
But with annuities, it's all tax deferred.
Yeah.
Which is really a blessing.
Yeah, it really is. And you know, a lot of people sit there, and I don't know if they think about that right off the bat, but, you know, it's just like being tax deferred is one of the greatest things there ever was, I think.
It is. I love it.
Yeah. It's just like you're just making money and not you don't have to worry about it right now. And so you just build more. Because any chance to avoid taxes is a good thing for anybody, I think.
And our insurance companies have the highest ratings in the country.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
They're rated with Moody's A+. Everything's A+. So they're huge. They're billion dollars. I think, what did I say? 60 billion?
Yeah. It's just, I mean.
That's a lot of money.
It is. It is, and that's solid. It's not like one of those, you know, kind of like you were saying before, it's not like they've got to go find it someplace. And
no, it's not like they have to go out and buy the investment after they sold it to you.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So, you know, it's one of those things where anytime you're dealing with an insurance product, you know that the foundation is there. They don't have to, you know, like you don't like with gold. You don't have to wait, you know, 6 weeks to go find it someplace, or like in real estate, for example. You don't have to wait until, you know, you sell it or something happens, or, you know, you're not waiting on something else. It's not dependent on anything else. It's just the resources are there and they're accessible all the time. Which is great.
It's not like, you know, in Houston, Texas, they've got this one huge building and it's vacant. You know, it's like 60 stories and the dadgum thing is vacant and they're trying to foreclose on it. So, you know, real estate sometimes it looks like a shiny penny, but it's not always that way when you invest in it.
Yeah. And then look at all the people that, you know, when real estate was really hot and they thought, wow, we're going to get in on this. And they did. And now there are places that have lumber sitting there. It's not being used. There's vacant buildings that have just been built because the bottom can fall out before a project is finished and ready to go. And so, I mean, it's risky. You know, there's such a long time between when you start and then when you, quote unquote, finish. In real estate, it's just...
And they built all these apartments, got all these people, put all this money in it, and then the market value went down. So they say, oh, I'm sorry, you don't get anything this year. Yeah, there's no profit for you. So you have to ride it out.
Yeah.
And sometimes that's bad. And those condos in Florida, I wouldn't give you 5 cents for them. They're built in sand. And, you know, that one crashed and all those people were killed. And now they're saying the fees are so high, they're abandoning those condos.
Oh, geez. What a shame.
And those people retired there to do that great life, and the fees have just eaten them up.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's just like, you know, that's not the point of retirement. The point is not to see how quickly you can lose everything. The point is to go on with the same lifestyle that you had before, but you've got to plan ahead for it. You've got to be ready. You've got to, you know, do the smart things to make sure that the resources are there. You don't want to start, you know, as we say, live the ramen noodle lifestyle after all these years of hard work. None of a sudden it's gone. You want to...
Well, and the nice thing about our people, they're conservative. They don't spend more than they have. They're not living the luxury lifestyle, even though they could.
Yeah.
A lot of them really could. But they're very conservative, which is what's going to get them through all this and make them some money.
Exactly. Yeah. So when other people in, say, the stock market are panicking, and I just read a story the other day about a guy who is, I don't know, he's like 84, something like that. He's had to go back to work. And so now he does DoorDash because he has to. And so
how much did he lose in the stock market?
I don't remember what it was, but it was, I mean, it was everything. And so now he literally is driving DoorDash in his 80s because of it. And that's
and
not
the broker's probably sitting up there behind his desk chewing a cigar.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know, if they lose your money, it's not anything personal to them.
No, they don't care. They ain't got no dog in that hunt. So
that's it's right. Nothing. It's not their money. So if they put you in triple X baby cars, you know, they don't care.
Yeah. I mean, imagine being retired for 15 or 20 years, you know, living your life, and then all of a sudden, boom, something happens overnight that's out of your control, and now you got to go back to work. It's terrible. It would be a terrible
thing.
Did
you see that actress in Hollywood the other day? She started out as a child. I forgot her name. And she turned all of her money over to these three guys. And all these years, they've been handling their investments.
Yes.
$247 million is missing.
Yes. Oh, what was it? Was it Scarlett Johansson? Or
no,
somebody
it was
else.
Somebody else. And the reason she found out, she was going to loan her son the money to buy a house. And there was no money. They had no money.
Oh.
And she did not know they were broke.
And that's the
they
only
sold
way.
They sold all the money all those years.
Oh, my word. Had no idea.
Had no idea.
Wow.
$247 million these people plundered.
Wow.
And she was just
happen?
A kid. She was a kid and made all this money.
Oh, man. That's just heartbreaking.
But she was underage, so they turned it over to these three guys.
Oh, geez.
And they just took it, all right.
They took
it. They spent every bit of it on themselves.
I don't know. It's just, you have to wonder, was there not any, like, checks and balances?
Apparently not, because she was too young to know what to do.
Oh, geez.
And her family, they were giving the family a little money all along, so they thought they had money. But they had none at the end, after 20-something years.
Oh, my
word. She had sued them all to get all of it back, but I don't know what she can recover.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, you know, you're not going to even recover a fraction of that, I wouldn't assume. I mean, it's gone.
But it's because she wasn't paying attention.
Yeah. And that's the thing, you know, it's just like we see all these, even you think like Hollywood people, actors, because now that's the second one that I've heard of this week that has lost just a ton of money without even realizing it. And so you think to yourself, even those people with all the entourage and all the people that they have around them to make sure everything is okay, even people get through that. And so, you know, I guess the bottom line is you've got to do something that you know is as conservative as possible, that is less risky than other things, that is really kind of buttoned up. And the great thing is you know, even is it Philip that will call somebody at Nevada Trust if somebody wants to move some money or do something?
That's right. They're on top of it at all times.
Yeah. Yeah, they'll call you on the phone just to make sure, hey, is this actually legit? And, you know, it's nice to know that I don't want to say that, you know, regular people like us can have more protection. It's just
we need it nowadays. We need every protection we can get.
We really do. And to have that safeguard, I guess, is reassuring, you know, to people, I would think, in general, all over the place. So, you know, it is a really, really big thing. So conservative is what you want to do. You always talk about being diversified in so that if one thing falls out, for example, you don't have, you know, everything isn't lost. So if somebody wants to play in the stock market, go ahead and play a little bit. But it's really a wise idea to have something in conservative, whether it's a life settlement or annuities or something where you don't have to wake up tomorrow and think, oh, my gosh, is anything left? Because annuities, you know, you got that safety net, that that safeguard where it mirrors the stock market.
As a stop loss, yes.
Yes.
If the market goes down, it doesn't. It just stops right there.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I
mean, that's a good safety feature.
It is. It is. And so I really like the fact that, you know, it's never changed. People haven't cut corners to try to save money or to, you know, pay some CEO someplace their bonus. And so, you know, there's never been any corners that have been cut with annuities. In fact, not only have no corners been cut, but they've been making improvements because they're
over the years. Yeah. Yes. And remember, they've been in business 100 years.
Oh, man.
I mean, they go way, way, way back.
And it's like it just keeps getting better and better. They go through and they always make changes. So I know that sometimes they'll, what is it? And I'm going to say this the wrong way, I'm sure, but they'll get rid of the ones that maybe aren't as profitable and switch them out. Or how do you say that?
They change everything. In other words, the indexes change all the time. They'll take on a company, then they'll say, well, this company isn't paying good. They get rid of it.
Yeah.
So they put something else in its place.
Yeah. So the fact that they're always making adjustments and improvements is even better. So
it is good.
You know, being conservative is one thing, but then having the personal touch and the improvements, things aren't just on autopilot and hoping it all works out. There's actual people.
That's right. Real people doing real jobs.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's refreshing, especially as we get into this AI world and this automation land. And it's just
that's
nice.
We've got
to
be scared of that a little bit.
Yeah, we do. We really do. I took, I had to do my AI certification last week, and so I had to take a course. Actually, I had to take 4 courses. But they were saying about all the scary things with AI and how, you know, the AI isn't thinking. It's just, it's recognizing patterns and spitting them out. And I've had people that have said, hey, they'll go to AI and say, analyze my portfolio. The thing they don't understand is anytime you log into something, AI can't get through it and see it. And so AI is going to guess. They're going to hope that based on some of the patterns that they've seen, based on some of the information you give it, they're going to guess. And AI is very good at not letting you know that they guess. And so it's really scary. And the one thing I thought of is the other, I think it was a couple of weeks ago, you were telling this story about how you called, I think it was a plumber, and you thought you were talking to a person.
And it wasn't. It was an AI. Oh, my gosh, it was scary.
It was scary. And it's just, it recognized all the speeches, the patterns, the things you said, the words you said, and it spit out something in response to those speeches.
But
patterns.
It wasn't even a real-life person.
It wasn't even a person.
It was this recording talking to me.
Yeah.
That is scary.
It is really scary. So when you say that you pick up the phone when somebody calls, it's really you. When Philip calls at Nevada Trust, it's really him. You know, and so they're not talking to computers. It was one thing when we had to press 5 and press 2 and then press 1 and then say yes or no or whatever it was. But now it's gone even further, and people can rest assured that you and everybody at Nevada Trust are real. So
that's right. We are still real.
Wow.
Fortunately.
Yeah. Wow. This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. Your phone number is?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website's AmericanFinancialMidland.com.
And every Saturday around this time, we get into trivia. So what is our topic today?
It's Fort Worth, Texas again. You know, I love Fort Worth. I talk about it a lot. And there's always something new that I find out about Fort Worth. Okay. First question. Who is the richest woman in the world?
Oh, geez. I'm going to fail this already. I have no idea.
Alice Walton.
Oh, duh.
She has
like
a
Walmart.
place in Fort Worth.
Really?
And, you know, she's worth like $80 billion. And
No.
she's the richest woman in the world and has a place in Fort Worth. How about that? How many
Wow.
billionaires do you think there are in Fort Worth?
I mean, Fort Worth alone, not the world, but just Fort
No,
Worth.
Fort Worth.
Billionaires in Fort Worth. I would, I know I'm going to get this wrong. I would say 10.
You're right.
Really?
There's 10 billionaires in Fort Worth, Texas.
Wow. Neat.
Yeah, it is neat. And you think about all the things that they have done and where they got this money and what they've done with it. And I looked up TCU again. The endowments for TCU are $2.8 billion.
Really? How
That
cool.
tells you what these guys have done with their money.
Yes, they
They've
put it
all
back in.
given, they've all put so much money back in Fort Worth.
Yeah.
Now then, there is 20 baseball players from Fort Worth.
Really?
20 that went to the big leagues.
Oh, geez.
Shelley Duvall, we did her story several years ago. You know, she grew up in Fort Worth. She retired from Hollywood in Blanco, Texas, if you remember, and they
Yeah.
auctioned all of her stuff off.
Yeah.
There's just so many interesting people from Fort Worth. Johnny Rutherford, the big race car driver, was from Fort Worth, Texas.
I didn't know that. For real?
Yes, for real.
Wow.
He moved there from Kansas as a boy, grew up there. Then he went to NASCAR and had all these wins, like had 35 wins.
Wow.
He was also a painter. And when he retired, he went back to painting because he loved it. And another thing is they had a rule at NASCAR, no women in the pit. They were superstitious. He let his wife come down there and broke the superstition. Isn't that neat?
Yeah, broke the superstition and might have been his good luck charm.
She was his good luck charm. But when I think of Fort Worth, you know, it's like Cowtown. It's laid back. How many people do you think now live in Fort Worth?
Oh, geez. I know I'm going to, I don't know, 200,000.
1 million people now live in Fort Worth. And it
Whoa.
doesn't look like it. It's spread out so good.
I
It
know
doesn't
it.
look like there's 1 million people living there.
It doesn't feel
But
like it at all.
I was shocked to find so many baseball players came from Fort Worth. I'm shocked.
I know it. I can't even begin to think. It's like, is there something? It almost reminds me a little bit of the town that comes out of Ennis.
It is. I thought about that today. It's just like Enos.
Yeah.
All these famous people, movie stars, baseball players that have done so well.
Yeah.
And then the people that live there have done so much for the town. You know, you've got Joe T. Garcia has been there 100 years. You've got your Stockyards. You know, they built the new Coliseum this last year. Huge thing. Where they have every kind of venue in the world there, which they do. And then, you know, you've got the two museums, the Amon Carter, which is so famous. You've got the botanical gardens. Oh, and the zoo just had a new baby elephant.
I know it. I saw that. How neat,
Yes,
huh?
a baby elephant in Fort
Wow.
Worth, Texas. So it's got so much to offer. And then they built all the new hotels and made them luxuries, but Cowtown is downtown, you
Yeah.
know, to attract more people. A person could come there, and I've talked about this many times, spend the weekend. There's so much to do in Fort Worth.
There really is. And it just seems like it just keeps growing and expanding. It seems like it's almost like a magnet, 'cause don't we have what is it is it a no, like a universal thing or
Yes, the New Deal, the new great, the Universal is over here at Frisco,
Yes.
but all the stuff that's, look at A&M, they're building this huge complex in Fort Worth.
Yeah.
A&M is
All right.
millions and millions of dollars they're spending.
It's crazy.
People just can't wait to spend their money, you know, on something really great in Fort Worth.
Yeah. I mean, it's just such a great place to be. It's just the vibe, the energy in Fort Worth. It's just you don't get that in other places of the country. You don't. I mean, the for the most part.
Oh, you can still park downtown on the street. How about that?
For now.
for now. And they still have little parking spaces you put your stubs in.
Yeah.
It's the neatest place in the world.
It's almost like
the restaurants. The restaurants there are just fabulous.
Oh.
All the people that are filming over there, they talk and talk consistently about the restaurants in Fort Worth.
Yeah.
And we've still got that old shopping center originally that has the brick streets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The retail is almost like, I don't want to say nostalgic, but it's you don't find places like that anymore, you know, with malls shutting down. It's like there's still retail places that you can go that look great. They're fairly safe. They're fun.
You can pull up in a parking spot at Ridgely and park and walk right in.
Yeah.
Walk right in, you know.
Yeah.
It's not some big high-rise shopping center. It's all for one level.
Yeah. It's like pulling up right in front of the front door. It's...
It is. It's that big, right?
It really is awesome. This is what I'm saying. You know, it's just like between the restaurants, the activities, the fun things to do, the retail, everything about it is just. I mean, Fort Worth is a place we, and not to mention the music too. You know, let's not forget the music.
Oh yeah,
aspect.
The music is great. And then it's the only place in the world where you've got the cattle that march down the street every day.
I know.
What other city in the world do you have the cows, the steers coming down the street?
Right. It's like visitors, I'm sure, see that and they don't know where they are. They went into
That's
a time
right.
machine.
They look around and say, what is this? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. It's just, you know, it's almost like taking a little tiny small hometown and sticking it in the middle of a city. You'd never know. That you were, I mean, you know, but you would never feel like you're in the middle of this is not like downtown New York City or something like that. Where
it's not even like downtown Dallas.
No, it's really not. You know, it's like you have that hometown small feel in the middle of a city. And that's, I don't think you could try, if somebody was to say, hey, let's build a city where you feel like you're in a small town, but you're surrounded by all kind of cool stuff to do. I don't think you could map it out if you tried. There's some secret hidden.
And how many restaurants do you know that don't take credit cards?
Right.
Only Joe T. Garcia's in the whole wide world. I mean, it's hilarious.
Yeah. If you don't walk in with cash, you don't walk out with food.
So... That's right. That's exactly right. And they don't care.
No.
They don't even care.
They don't care. And it's working. And it's, you know, and everybody knows, you know, if you're going to go there, you know to take some cash. Don't walk in the plastic. And if you don't know.
And Tecovas, the big Western boot company, you know, moved their headquarters to Fort Worth. And I love Tecovas' music on the ads.
Mm, yeah.
I think their Western music is just great.
Yeah. Yeah, it really is. It's just.
And down there in Cowtown, you've got all the boot companies. You've got the silver companies. I mean, it's a fun place. Then you've got that hotel, the old hotel, that's so great to go over there and eat. I mean, there's nothing in Fort Worth that's not great.
Yeah, exactly. There's I can't even think of any kind of a downside at all. You know?
I can't either. I mean, I could go there and spend a week.
Oh, yeah, easily. Yes.
Yeah.
And then go home and then go back and spend another week.
That's right. I mean, a person could. I think it'd be one of the best summer vacations of your life.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and you don't even have to. It's almost like it would be pointless to try to plan out. OK, on Monday we'll do this. Tuesday we'll do this. No, it's almost one of those places you have to go to and just understand you got to go with the vibe, you know, go with the flow because, you know, you can't plan. Because if you try to plan it, you're going to see something on the way to wherever you're going. And you go, hey, that's cool. That's neat. Let's go in there. Let's try that. What's this?
Yeah.
You know, it's almost like sensory overload no matter where you go and where you look. It's just,
and the food
crazy.
Is so good, you're not going to get a bad meal, I don't think, in Fort Worth, anywhere in the world.
I have never heard any complaints from anybody who has ever gone to any restaurant in Fort Worth and said it was a terrible experience. I've never heard that.
And, you know, remember Mrs. Baird started out there, the bread company.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's so many, and the beer company started out there. The old company started out in Fort Worth. The old retail started in Fort Worth.
Yeah.
At the end of the Chisholm Trail, if you remember.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. You know, and that's, you know, and that's kind of another, it kind of reminds me of how Fort Worth started. It all kind of started as, I don't want to call it a suburb because that's not the right word, but kind of like maybe a distant cousin to Dallas. And then it's just kind of like evolved into this thing, but has never lost the magic that it started out with when it was a kind of a small place. And now it's just, it's one of the most gigantic, biggest places you could ever go that doesn't feel like it. It's amazing.
And you know, the owner of the Star Telegram would come to Dallas and bring his lunch. He would not eat in Dallas. He always brought his lunch and they drove back to Fort Worth. That was always a standing joke, but he really did it.
Yeah. I mean, why wouldn't you? I mean, it sounds funny, but you know, you're not going to get that kind of thing in Dallas. So
that's right. Yeah. Dallas is very sophisticated compared to Fort Worth.
It's very different. It is very, very different feel. You know, and it's just, I don't know. You can't, I would be hard pressed to find anybody who could go to any other city in the country. I would almost say probably even the world that has the same kind of magic that Fort Worth does. I dare anybody to find it.
And you know, we've got so many towns in Texas. Everyone's got a story. Everyone's got famous people. Enos is probably got the most famous, I thought, until I did Fort Worth. And there's so many famous people from Fort Worth, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, yeah. What did you say, 30 baseball players, I think?
Yes, I believe it's 30.
I mean, it's just...
I looked them up, and it just reads the who's who.
Yeah.
And then Johnny Rutherford, all these other famous NASCAR people.
Yeah. And the fact that, you know, because there's a lot of cities that are closing down, or now maybe not closing down, but they're scaling back. You know, there's buildings that you'll find that are, vacant, like you were talking about in Houston, you know, the 30 or 60 story building, there's nothing in it. And there's, you know, stores that are closing and apartments that are vacant. And there's all these places that are being abandoned. It just seems like Fort Worth is the exact opposite. It just seems
they
like
they don't
it's
have
growing.
That problem.
Yeah.
And, you know, these pizza places, the franchises are closing. It's ridiculous that our retail has hit this bottom.
I know it. It's sad. It's sad for everybody who's not anywhere near Fort Worth.
That's right. If you're in some big city, I can understand this happening to you.
Yeah. Yeah. But boy, it's just, it almost feels, I may be going out on a limb, maybe not, but I would almost say that Fort Worth is probably the perfect location for living and working. Both of them.
Oh,
combined.
I think so too. Yes.
Yeah.
And the average income's $97,000.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, you know, the wages are great. I mean, I can't find anything bad about it. I'm trying. I'm trying to play devil's advocate. But I can't find anything.
I don't
think
there is any downside to it. It's up and coming city.
Yeah. And then the fact that it's still growing and it's still thriving and all the tourism is coming into town and all these expansions are happening and it's fun things. It's good things. It's not just to make a quick buck. It's, you know, of all the places to be, you know, the Hollywood aspect is moving there. They're going there for a reason. You know, I mean, they could come to Texas, but they could go to other places.
And
but
Tyler Sheridan
choosing.
Has really put his mark on Fort Worth with that new building.
Yeah.
The 470,000 feet building.
Exactly.
Everybody in Hollywood will be using that.
They'll
be renting it out. They'll be doing scenes in Fort Worth, which they've already been doing a lot of Fort Worth scenes for all these movies, as you know.
Yeah. I mean, you were talking about Tyler Sheridan a couple of weeks ago with Trivia and then all that he has done for Fort Worth. And I think that's just the beginning of it. I have a feeling when somebody like him comes to town, plants his roots and said, okay, this is where we are going to grow. Other people are going to see that. They're going to take advantage of it. It's going to make them maybe turn their heads and thought, I never thought about Fort Worth. maybe we should. And I think it's going to continue to expand and grow. This is only the tip of the iceberg, I believe.
Well, and we talked about the fact that the governor's given out $1 billion for movie companies.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's going to be big. It's going to be huge.
Yeah, it really is. And so once you start having actors and Hollywood and things like that come in, the tourists always follow every single time.
That's so, right. They do, don't they?
They do. And so that means that, you know, the money that's spent in town, you know, for people coming to town for work, even Hollywood stuff, that's going to grow, which means tourist dollars will grow, which means city income will grow. And it's a snowball that doesn't stop. So it's a thriving city. Fort Worth is really one of the most special places on earth, I believe. Hands down.
I think it is, too.
This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. Your phone number is?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. 3330. Our website's AmericanFinancialMidland.com.
The first part of the show, I just realized we were talking about annuities. We didn't even delve into a little bit, but not much into life settlements. Should we probably cover something?
Sure, life settlements are great. You know, like if you're 55, 65, even 70. Life settlements are great. They make more than annuities, but they take longer. You know, it's a year at a time or 2 years before you get your money, but you get a good payout. Our average right now is about 26% profit.
You can't ignore that.
We just got one this week. I didn't even mention that. It'll probably be gone by Monday morning. It has a 68% profit.
What?
It's a small policy, but it's got a huge profit. 68%.
I about fell out of my chair. I don't think you've ever said that before.
I think people have fallen out of their chair. They're getting up and saying, go, 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 give me that one.
Yeah, I want it. I call dibs.
That's right. So it'll probably be gone by Monday morning.
Yeah, I'm
but
sure.
It's a great policy.
Wow. But as far as the conservativeness, I mean, it's really just you're buying your share of a life insurance policy, and that's all there is to it. You just wait
that's
for
all it
to mature.
It is. It's a life insurance policy that someone needs to sell because of their illness.
Yeah.
And we have the reports from the doctors that shows how sick they are, what the how long they're going to live, everything about them. So we buy it off of that. So it's a very conservative investment because you've got the insurance company backing it up.
And the thing that I like also is, and we don't bring this up very often, but I like the fact that you walk the walk and not just talk the talk. So there are policies that will come across that if there's room, you will get into the policy your own self. And
I'm
so,
in a lot of policies, yeah. By the way. The good ones, the bad ones, whatever.
There aren't many bad ones anymore.
No, but there's a few.
Yeah.
But and of course, I would hit those.
Yeah. Yeah, but, you know, it's like it's one thing to say, hey, this is the greatest thing ever. It's another thing to literally put your money where your mouth is. And that's literally
right. And
what
that
you
pays
done.
Off. That's yeah. Right. And our people have made good money over the years. We've got some that's made a tremendous amount. Their income is tremendous off of this.
Yeah. And I know that there's people that will think, oh, especially if they've never done this before, oh, I'm going to come in and I'm going to, you know, get into this one policy and then I'm going to retire and go off into the sunset. The idea is to do as many policies as possible over as many years as possible. You've got people, when you say that you've got some investors that are thriving, I mean, they've been doing this for a number of years and have just grown their portfolio.
Since 2013 and 14,
yeah.
The original people are still with us.
Yeah. And that says a lot, too. You know, it's not like they came in and then said, I'm out. No, I mean, if I guess when it comes down to it, they like making money. And so they keep doing it because they keep making money. And it's
that's
easy.
That's right.
You know, it doesn't take much effort or you know, you don't have to.
There is no effort to it.
Yeah.
Because we handle all the paperwork. We buy the policies. We put them in it. The money goes to Nevada Trust. They pay out the claim. It goes directly in their bank accounts. So it's a safe way to do it.
Yeah, and the policies you're buying and bidding on, you're not looking at, you know, 10, 15 years, 20 years, you know, before it those are the ones that you see on TV where the people, they sell their policy, the guy's underground, and then they get in an RV and drive around all over the, that's not what you're doing. And so you're looking at, what's your max, like 24, 30? 30?
We try not to do over 30 months.
Yeah.
So. Sometimes we'll do 36, but we try not to. And the premium has to be really, really low.
Yeah. So, I mean, you're talking about fairly quick turnarounds with profit. You're talking about good profit margins. You're talking about a conservative investment that no matter what happens on the stock market, no matter what happens with war overseas, it doesn't affect the value. When the policy matures, they pay out 100%. It's not like it's ever discounted. It's not like they've got to go find the money someplace or sell something to
get
it.
No, the insurance companies have the money. And when we send in the claim, they pay. That's that simple.
It is that simple. So there are a couple of risks that you'd like people to know about. What's the first one?
The biggest risk is the premium. So you have to make sure that premium is low. So we always tell you up front all the particulars, including what the premium will be. So you know all that up front. Then you must be accredited. You must make $200,000 a year or be worth $1 million without your house. You must be accredited to do that investment.
Okay. So, I mean, it's pretty straightforward. Annuities not quite as stringent when it comes to qualifications. They look at some things. You got to have a little bit of resources left over. But for the most part, they're pretty much just, you know, come on in and get yourself an annuity.
That's right. Annuities are a lot easier because it's the way it's invested.
Yeah. So
you don't have that risk factor.
Exactly. And that's what this is all about. It's about planning for retirement and then getting to retire in a safe, comfortable place financially, and then still, you know, be making money even in your retirement. And that's
and
that's
being able to relax and not think about your portfolio.
I know.
You don't
right?
have to think, is it up today? Is it down today? Where am I at? You don't have to do that with annuities or life settlements.
Yeah. I mean, you get to enjoy your life. You know, you get to travel or see the grandkids or do whatever you want to do without thinking, oh, boy, do we have anything left? Do I got to go back to work at 85 years old? You don't do
that's
that.
That's right.
So it is, I guess it's one of those things where you have to talk to people individually, find out where they are, what their goals are, to find the right plan for them, to write the right strategy, the right, you know, investment to get into. And you can do that. But people do need to call, make an appointment. So one last time, Faye, what is your phone number?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website's AmericanFinancialMidland.com.